Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Body, mind, and spirit. The Breast Show is our fabulous event, which is being held April 17th, 2016, in beautiful downtown London, Ontario, at the Best Western Lamplighter Inn. To get your $5 general admission tickets to all that's happening with the Breast Show in town, visit www.breastshowintown.ca. And today, our vendor spotlight shines on Caroline Hazelwood of Rose & Bras. Come out to the Breast Show to really see how she works, what she has to offer, and how she can make your life better with her products and services. And we are so thrilled to have Caroline with us today. Caroline of Rose & Bras is our vendor spotlight today, and as such, we really want to just shine a light on how our Breast Show can help your business also grow and be aligned with what we're doing in this wonderful event. We are also proud to share that we are going to be having an event in Windsor, Ontario, the first Sunday after Thanksgiving. And as such, you know, we want to really get you jazzed up that the Breast Show really does speak the truth. We want to let people know that breast cancer is preventable and, you know, that there is a possibility here of living a better, vibrant, more fulfilled life with breast cancer, without breast cancer, and the prevention model. So Caroline Hazelwood is the founder and designer at Rose & Bras. With her experience as a woman that just doesn't fit the ready-to-wear market, she understands the frustration her clients feel when they first come to her. When Caroline realized that a high percentage of her dressmaking clients were having the same problem, finding bras that fit properly, she began searching for a solution. And after studying bra making, she decided to change the focus of her dressmaking business and specialize in custom bras. Now, after several years of research and development, Caroline has developed her own fitting system that provides her clients, no matter their size, shape, or special needs, with the style, comfort, and support they so rightly deserve. So welcome, Caroline, to the show.
Well, thank you, Brenda. I'm happy
it's
to be here.
It's wonderful to have you here. Yeah, Pat would be here if she could. So, yes, thank you to Pat and as well for being a vibrant light behind the Breast Show. So, as such, you know, I love the fact that you have dedicated your career. You know, we kind of fall into things that become our passion because it is usually starts with something that we need ourselves personally, and then we fill that need and the clients arrive, right?
That is correct. Yeah, it's
interesting. So tell us a little bit about your business. Yeah, please tell us more about it.
Brenda, I work with individual clients at the moment. I work from a very comprehensive set of measurements, so I can create bras that actually fit an individual body. Mm-hmm. Instead of a woman heading into a boutique and being overwhelmed by the array of bras hanging on the rack, and trying on bra after bra after bra after bra to try and see if she can find something that fits. I take her measurements, like 8 to 10 of them, and I draft the design and we'll fit it, and she doesn't go home with a bra until it fits her perfectly.
Oh, wow. That's
now,
amazing.
I love the fact
that you work with them so uniquely, and it's true that, you know, every woman is very unique in their needs and their breast size, and of course, you know, we don't always have those perfect, perky girls, you know, and especially after having children or having some medical conditions or, you know, or even mastectomies, I'm sure. Do you work with clients with mastectomies as well?
I do. I do make mastectomy bras as well.
Women
that have had mastectomies need special care. They're very special people, and I take very good care of the ones that come to see me.
That's wonderful. So, so it's possible, this customized approach. What is the benefit of having a really perfect-fitting bra?
Well, the modern bra was developed to provide what society perceives as the best, the optimal shape for the woman, the figure. And without proper support, you really don't look good in modern clothing, because modern clothing is designed, I mean, unless you're wearing a baggy old T-shirt, which some poor women end up having to do because they can't buy anything else to fit. But the bra needs to support and lift the breasts, hold them into position, and hold them firmly into position in order to look good in your clothes and be comfortable all day. It's if you're not comfortable, you aren't going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, a bra that doesn't fit properly, doesn't support you properly, it isn't comfortable, doesn't optimize your appearance, and really can mess up your day.
Well, one of the things is I work in long-term care as a registered nurse, and a lot of women, you know, when they get more years on, they really sag down there, and it's not healthy because skin on skin and friction on friction, you know, can cause yeast infections because it's a moist environment. So it's really important to have great fitting bras at every stage of life, right?
That is correct. And the more children we have, or weight gain and weight loss, they all, like the ligaments in your breasts, they stretch when you gain weight or when you're pregnant or lactating, but they don't shrink back when you're done.
That's right.
Ligaments aren't like muscles. They can't expand and contract. They just stretch.
Mm-hmm.
And as you go through those periods of your life where you're expanding and shrinking, then they get larger and then they hang. They just get, I hate to use the word saggy because it's a very unpleasant connotation, but they do just start to droop, and there's not really anything you can do about it.
Well, the other
thing
so
you need to keep them in.
Yeah, keeping them in alignment and keeping them really fitting good and feeling good is really important to breast health and general health as a whole too, isn't it, Caroline? Because if you have fitting bra, yeah, with those wires and everything contorting us into different things, it can actually cause friction. It can cause sores. It can cause cysts and, you know, and make those lumps and bumps happen that we don't want in our breasts as well, correct?
That is correct. If you're wearing an underwired bra and the wire doesn't fit you properly, if the wire is too small for your breast and it's sitting on breast tissue, then it's compressing tissue that's not meant to be compressed. And blocking, possibility is there for blocking ducts and lymph nodes and glands. And then on the other hand, if the wire is too big, it's going to be sticking around your side and into your armpit and into, you know, the side of your body, pinching and poking and horribly uncomfortable things. I've heard them referred to as a medieval torture device if they don't fit properly.
This is true. I think,
however,
you know, lots
an
of
underwired
us have
bra,
that experience.
Yes. Well, an underwired bra that fits perfectly, you should hardly notice it's there.
Hmm.
The wires are on the body where they belong instead of on the breast tissue. And it just makes a huge difference to have them fitting properly.
Right, right. The comfort, you know, lots of times too, bra strap placement is really important too, isn't it?
Oh, very important. If you have narrower shoulders or sloping shoulders, it's very hard to keep the straps up on your shoulders because they're just built for the average population that has the wider set shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And once they're, if your bra straps are sliding off, you're uncomfortable and miserable. If your bra band is too big, it's sliding up and your breasts are sliding down and you're uncomfortable and miserable. And yeah, it's bad fitting bra is a terrible, terrible thing.
Yeah, and like you say, there's this ideal, and then there's like different times when you think about, when you look at history, there's this rounded, molded cup for T-shirts to stop, you know, our nipples from protruding through the bras, and then there's the cone-shaped ones, and the old, I go back to the old Playtex 18-hour bra, which looked, you know, like put them really out front there in that cone shape, you know, like you say,
yes,
contorting and pressing. It's just like shoes too, you know, pointed shoes versus rounded shoes and the comfort level and high heels and that sort of thing. So same thing, people don't put the same thought into their bras, right?
That's true, and a lot of women are loath to actually invest the money that they need to in a good bra. I had one client came in and she had bought a $1,500 dress, but she didn't want to spend any more than $50 on a bra.
Oops.
You know, she's going to wear that dress once or twice. She's going to wear that bra hundreds of times.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
So.
You know, it's an investment in yourself when you put the money into the support pieces that are really going to help give you more comfort and health. So the importance of a good fitting bra cannot be underestimated by any means. And I'm looking forward to having you on at the Breast Show in Town, April 17th, 2016. And the show runs from 8:30 to 4 p.m. Eastern. And, you know, check out Caroline's booth at the Rosen Bras booth at the show. And the vendors are all going to be in the Crystal Ballroom of the Lamplighter Inn, which is a beautiful, beautiful venue. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit what being a part of the Breast Show in Town means to you, Caroline.
Oh, I'm just thrilled to be participating this year. It's the first year I'm going to be there. But to be in the same place as a large group of women that are all focused on their health and particularly their breast health just excites me. There are women, like there's a lot of women that really, really need help with the bra department, and I'm just very happy that you're going to put me in front of a lot of them.
Oh, yes, up front and personal. And, you know, we're so thrilled to have you there because breast health starts with, you know, starts in puberty. And, you know, if you have young daughters or are a young woman, it's important. It's never too early to get yourself into a great fitting bra because it can change your outlook. It can change your health. It can change your comfort. It can change your life. Right, Caroline?
It certainly can. It certainly can. And I would say if I were going to give anyone any advice, I would say start early. Keep them in good-fitting bras. Keep them supported. You can't undo once they start to droop. You can't undo that. But if you keep them up, prevent that ligament from being stretched, then they're going to be less of an issue down the road.
Absolutely. So can you share with everybody your contact information? We're winding right down now.
Yes. You can reach me by phone at 519-501-4874. My website is Rosen, R-O-S-E-N-B-R-A-S, .com or .ca. I'm in the midst of changing providers, so both .ca and .com work. And I'm also on Facebook at Rosen Bras 2004.
Wonderful, fabulous. I think that we look forward to having you there and encourage everybody to check out Rosen Bras and really get yourself into something that fits like a glove because you are unique. Everybody is unique. and you deserve the best. So thank you very much, Caroline. This has just been a fabulous 15-minute chat. I can't wait to meet you in person, and we look forward to further connections. So everyone, take care until we meet again. Live inspired and be empowered. The Brush Show in Town really is here for you. Bye for now.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.